verse 15. We'll read through these three verses. Then we'll pray and get started. Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go and assemble all the Jews who can be found in Susa and fast for me. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, day or night. I and my female servants will also fast in the same way. After that, I will go to the king, even if it is against the law. If I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went and did everything Esther had ordered him. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word. It is good, dear Lord. You are good to us. You give us the freedom to come here today and to study your word. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would help us to grow in what we see, that we can grow in this story, and that, dear Lord, that there would be something in this word that we need to hear tonight. I pray, God, that you would help us to be free of the worries and the stresses and the aggravations of this world, and that in these few minutes, dear Lord, your Holy Spirit would just speak through me and to each one of us in this church. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we saw in our sermon Sunday where Esther was called upon by Mordecai to speak up for the Jewish people. The evil man Haman, who the king had kind of put in charge over everything, had come up with this plan to kill all the Jews, and Mordecai had sent the word to Esther that she needed to speak up, and Esther responded, "Look, I cannot go before the king. No one is allowed to go in the king's presence if the king has not summoned for them to come." And she said, "Look, if I go into the king's presence, if he does not extend his scepter, then I will be killed." And then we see the famous response of Mordecai, where he says, "Look, you've got to go because you have been placed here for such a time as this." And this is Esther's response that we see in these verses. Esther says, "Okay, I'll do it. But before I go, I need to be prepared to do it." Now, this book never mentions God throughout the book of Esther. And even here, prayer is not mentioned. And you may say that I'm reading too much into this text, and maybe I am, but I don't think so. It is mentioned that they were to fast. Before Esther was going to do this thing that Mordecai had said, "You need to do this," knowing that her life was in jeopardy, she said, "Before I do it, I need you to get all the other Jewish people together so that you can fast about what's about to take place." And she said, "I'm going to do it too, with all the servants and people around me. We're all going to fast for 3 days, day and night." Now, it doesn't say that they're praying there, but I don't think it's going too far for us to assume that that's exactly what was taking place. We often see, probably more times than not in Scripture, when fasting is mentioned, that it involves praying, prayer, and fasting. These are Jewish people. These are people of God. When they fasted, almost certainly, I would guess, more times than not, they would pray, if not every time. And even though God is not mentioned here and prayer is not mentioned here, I believe that that's probably what was taking place. Is that Esther was telling Mordecai and the Jewish people, "Y'all need to pray and fast and y'all need to seek the Lord because we're about to do this thing. I'm about to do this thing. I'm going to have to go before the king. It's a scary thing. My life is in jeopardy. So we need all the help we can get. And so we want to take this time to humble ourselves before God before we continue through with this plan. Before I go and approach the king, I want to make sure, we need to make sure that we are prepared and that we are seeking God and that he is with us in this endeavor." And so Esther listened to what Mordecai said. He said, "Look, you've been placed here. Perhaps you're here for such a time as this." And she says, "Okay, I'll do it." She says, "But the law is the law. And the law states that if I go before the king, I may die." But what does she say? She says, "But if I perish, I perish." Now, that's a beautiful example for us to follow. Because there may be things that God calls us to, areas for us to serve that may be inconvenient, that may put us in harm's way, that may cost us our life. Now, maybe that's that kind of teaching is not heard enough. Maybe too much we say, oh, well, God only wants to put us in good situations, and it's only going to be good if we're serving the Lord. Well, maybe it is, and God's going to be with us, and maybe in that we experience God's grace and feel His presence in another way, but it's not necessarily always going to be good, because sometimes doing the Lord's work is not easy. It is dangerous. We put ourselves in harm's way. There are brothers and sisters in Christ around the world today who are in prison because they've done right, not because they've done wrong. Not because God was not with them, but because God was with them. And they would seek God, and they would feel that God said, go and do this work. And they said, God, I'll do it. And they are in prison, and they are praising God, and they are still seeking God because they are where God wanted them to be, doing the work that God wanted them to do. And sometimes when God puts us where we are for our such a time as this moment, it might not be easy, and it may very well be dangerous. But we need to say, God, I'm going to seek you, and I'm going to be prepared. That's the first thing we need to do, is we need to do what Esther said. She wasn't just flying in here willy-nilly. She wasn't going in blind. She didn't say, okay, if this is what you want me to do, I'm going to do it. She said, no, I want to make sure that I'm prepared. I want to make sure that the Lord is with me in this. And I know it doesn't say that in the text, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I believe that that's what was taking place. That they humbled themselves before the Lord, and she wanted to make sure that the Lord was going to be with her before she went and approached the king. And that's what the decisions that we make need to follow that same example. That as we make decisions in our lives, as we make decisions at a church, that we need to take the time to pray and maybe even fast to say, God, we are humbling ourselves before you. We are seeking you. We need help with this decision. We need help to know what to do. So God, let me be bathed in prayer, or bathe the situation in prayer, so that I'll be ready for whatever is going to come next. And then we need to say, but God, I'm going to do what your will is. And if I perish, I perish. And so Mordecai and the other Jews, the queen and the ones who were around her, they prayed and they fasted for 3 days and for 3 nights. And then Queen Esther had to do what she was called to do by Mordecai, and that was approach the presence of the king. She had already told Mordecai, look, if I go and he does not extend that scepter, then I'm in big trouble. And so after all this had taken place, Esther got all prettied up looking good, and she went near the entrance of where the king's throne was, and the king saw her standing there. And when he did, he extended his golden scepter and asked her what she would like. God heard those prayers. God was with her. God delivered her, and God gave her the king's ear. And so it is for us. There are things that we are called to that are scary, that look dangerous to us, and we're not sure how they're going to turn out. And maybe they turn out good, or maybe they turn out bad, but I guess they really don't turn out bad. If it's the Lord's will and it's for the kingdom of God, it may be difficult, but it will be good in the end. And Esther was willing to stand up for the Lord and to stand up for the Lord's people. But before she did anything, she wanted to make sure that all the people were together fasting, and I believe praying as well, that God would be with the situation, and He was. And so it needs to be for us, that we need to pray over all that we do in our lives as a church, that we don't make any decisions on our own, but every decision we make is made by us coming to God and seeking His will and letting Him lead us in what we need to do. Let's pray. God, we come to you. We thank you for this beautiful story. And there are so many things, I believe, that we can learn from this story. And I pray, God, that you would help us to be so bold as Esther was. That we'd be willing to go where you send us, even into the danger zones, even into the tough situations, dear Lord, that we would have the same resolve that Esther did, that we would say, if I perish, I perish. God, it would be better to perish doing your will than to live in disobedience to it. So God, I pray that you would help us to live by that truth tonight. I pray, God, that you would help us to seek you in every decision we make. Sometimes we get the cart ahead of the horse, dear Lord. We start making decisions and never ask you, not one time. Never pray for your guidance, never humble ourselves before you, never seek you. And I pray that you forgive me for that. And maybe there are others who struggle with that, that you would help us not to do that, dear Lord, that we would be those who would seek you and that we would pray to you and that we would listen and that we would be able to clearly hear and discern the ways that you lead and guide and instruct us, dear Lord, that we would be ready for the task before us, that with boldness and bravery, dear Lord, that we would be like Esther and prepare ourselves and go to do whatever it is you've called us to. And I ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.